few years old. He was born with spina bifida, quite a severe case, actually. He also has hydrocephalus, which means he has fluid in the brain. So he's got a shunt in there to drain the fluid, and that stays in there all the time. He's paralysed from the chest down in a wheelchair, but he's a happy little boy, very cheeky. He likes to go to nursery, which he just started a few weeks ago, and he's very, very delighted to be there. It's basically when the spinal cord is being sort of created in the first place, it starts as a flat entity and then kind of rolls itself up from, it starts at the bottom and the top and zips itself up into what becomes the spinal column. So when he was born, his back was open and his spinal cord was outside his back. Yes, at the moment we live in Tillydone on the ninth floor of a high-rise, which is not suitable really when you're in a wheelchair. And although, I mean, like, the flat itself is not suitable. It's a two-bed. We have three kids now. It's not adapted in any way. Baxter needs lift and hoist and equipment. He has a lot of equipment because he can't weight bear at all. So he needs equipment to sit, he needs equipment to stand, he needs equipment to get about. All that stuff takes up space, and the bigger he gets, the more space it takes up, the bigger the equipment. Baxter, as part of his condition, is catheterised every 3 hours. He is medicated, and he is tube-fed, so all that stuff that I need to keep him going on a daily basis arrives in a monthly bulk shot, boxes and boxes of stuff, which I then have to store in order to be able to just feed him and just maintain his life, really. To be honest, I haven't quite got my head around the whole idea of it yet, but I wasn't keen to do something like this purely because I find it really quite awkward. But Jules had set it up. He did it all while I was incapacitated, having a baby in hospital, and couldn't do anything about it. But it would change our lives, really. At the moment, everything is a lot of hard work. The lift in this building is forever breaking. They have actually replaced it, but it hasn't made it a whole lot better, I've got to say. And when the lift is out, I'm totally stuck. So to get a wheelchair up to the ninth floor with no lift is not really, you know, it's just, Baxter's also terrified of stairs. So that doesn't help. Yeah, it would change our lives. It would mean, I don't even know how it would, I haven't really got the words, to be honest. It would be just, everything would be so much easier.